Hello, it's your host, Mark Czar, the Zafar, and we have a special news update on the human status. It seems they have left the planet completely. However, it seems like they have left the human behind alive. We can only consider that the human's freaking out. But it turns out the human is trying to figure a way to survive Mars. That's impossible. As we know through the human psychology and also our abduction research, humans cannot survive in our atmosphere for long, but using their decompression suits and also oxygen suits, they can survive outside of Mars for a good maybe an hour or so on Mars. But yeah, so based on what I can read here, the human beings left Martian soil a few souls ago, leaving behind one of their members, as we can tell right now, Mark Potney. We're not sure what Mark Potney is thinking right now. However, I can only assume that he's, again, freaking out, as we can all consume. But from what I can read from the science report, it seems that he's trying to figure out, like I said again, to survive Martian soil, which I'm not really sure that's possible. But he seems pretty optimistic about it, so we can give him a chance. And remember, folks, we cannot let the humanlings realize that there's other life on Mars. We don't know what they're capable of, and we cannot allow them to come to Mars fairly nearly, because as you can see from our research on Earth, they pollute, they fight in these disgusting wars. We just can't have that drama, you feel me? Space Obama has some words on the issue right now. I'll play that clip right now. Give me a second, and here we go.
We must stay vigilant on the situation that we have come across. We must remember that we cannot let any humans to figure that life exists on Mars. We must understand, we cannot help this man. He is on his own. That is all. Any questions from the crew?
As you can see, Space Obama's right. We cannot let this human figure out that there are other lives on Mars, because the reasons I said before, they pollute, they cause war, they harm. We just can't have that here. I'm just getting word that it seems that Mark is trying to figure out, based on our invisible spy drones, basic kindergarten math on how to survive this situation he is in. Maybe trying to expand his food supply. Wait, what is food? It seems that he's trying to stretch it out. We're not sure if that's even possible, but he seems pretty optimistic about it. Like, again, optimism will kill you guys. Like, never be optimistic. Like, it's just stupid. I'm gonna pass the mic to my good friend Bobby. Bobby, what do you think about the situation?
Yeah, like Obama said, we can't really help him at this point. He's on his own. But I believe that humans are pretty intelligent. I think he can figure this out. I think he can figure out a way to survive. If Earth can try to find out that Eve is alive, then maybe Earth can go send help to him. I'm not really sure myself, but I'm hoping that once this human gets off the planet, we can make more peace. It's like, let me stop you right there, Bobby. Are you serious? Letting humans come to Earth? They're illegal aliens, don't you understand? Bobby. See, this is why you should go to an actual good college instead of that stupid community college you go to, Bobby.
Yeah, sorry, man. Anyway, liberals. That's all information we have on the Mark Watney story we have as formulated as we speak. I will update all y'all as the Martian podcast goes by. Thank you for tuning in. I'll keep y'all posted, and I'll see y'all later. Goodbye, and have a fantastic soul.